But I've never, you know, really heard people refer to them in just that way. I'd say kids myself, or children.
And the name that a child's known by just in his family, you'd call that a...
The what?
A name that a child is known by just in his family would be a... Do you ever have a pet name or a basket name?
A pet name.
What would an example of a pet name be?
Oh, I've got a lot of names for my kids. Oh gosh, I right off, I can't even think. I don't know.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down would be called a...
That you can put a baby in?
Uh-huh.
It's got wheels, a buggy?
You put the baby in the buggy and you go out and...
Stroll it.
And if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter,
or a boy and a
girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has, and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
has his father's features.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he what?
The same personality.
Do you ever say he favors and takes after?
Mm-hmm. Favors him. I've said that. Favors and takes after.
Which, what do they refer to? Looks or behavior or what?
You mean when I said that, what was I referring to? Well, mainly looks, because my kids don't act like their daddy. Mainly looks.
Favors and takes after mean the same?
Well, no, not necessarily, because if you said takes after, that would, to me, that would mean, you know, he acted
uh-huh.
like his father.
And if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you'd say Bob.
If Bob is what?
If he's taller, you'd say he...
Bob has grown.
Or in 1 year he...
Grew.
And if a woman's looked after 3 children until they're grown, you'd say she has...
Raised 3 children.
And if the child's just behaving, you tell him if you do that again, you're going to get a...
Spanking.
What else could you say?
A whipping.
What's the difference?
No difference to me, really.
Were they both done with your hand or with Delta?
Well, I usually spank with my hand, sometimes with a switch. And I have tapped them with a belt.
Okay. If a woman's going to have a child, you say she's...
Pregnant.
Do people used to use that word when you were growing up? Did it sound all right to say?
If they used it, they were rather careful, because I don't remember hearing it too much when I was a child.
What did you hear when you were a child? What would people say?
Mostly they would say, she's going to have a baby, you know, or something like that.
Any joking ways of saying that? Or vulgar ways of referring?
Well, no. I'm sure there is, but I haven't heard them.
Do you ever hear people say simply, she's big?
Yeah.
How did that sound?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, referring to her being pregnant.
Yeah. Just to say that she's big.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know. It didn't sound really bad, you know.
Say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
The midwife.
And... A child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
Illegitimate.
Or you call a child a what?
A bastard.
How did that sound?
Terrible.
Anything else you can say besides bastard that maybe sounded a little better? Besides illegitimate?
Well, you could just say it was born out of wedlock.
What about a bush child or a... Woods cult or
Briarpatch baby? I never heard that.
And you'd say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even...